بس
تبسم تبسم وخلي الهموم وخلي الغموم وخلي الضجر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والآقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Respected علماء، حفاظ، قراء، Dearest elders, brothers and sisters, Jamaat al-Muslimin, viewers of ITV. Today, Yawm al-Jumu'ah, we dedicate this Jumu'ah today in solidarity with al-Masjid al-Aqsa, with al-Qiblat al-Ula. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clear in the glorious Quran, in the ayah in the beginning of Surah Al-Isra, سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. جماعة المسلمين، fellow South Africans, we have to embrace the divine wisdom of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has decreed al-Masjid al-Aqsa to be al-Qiblatul Ula lil-Muslimin. And not necessarily that the focus should be on why the Qibla was changed from al-Masjid al-Aqsa to al-Masjid al-Haram, but to examine the divine hikmah of why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared al-Masjid al-Aqsa as to be al-Qiblatul Ula. From the offset, we want to remind all of us that when we say al-Aqsa is in danger, and when we express the aspiration to liberate al-Masjid al-Aqsa al-Mubarak, we are not focused on the architectural structure of the Dome of the Rock, and neither the compound with the buildings that stand there. For indeed, it is not the building that is sacred. It is not the Dome of the Rock that is sacred. It is هي الأرض التي جعلها الله مقدسة يوم الذي خلق السماوات والأرض. It is the land that Allah has made sacred, the day Allah created the skies and the earth. المسجد الأقصى بيت المقدس is not sacred because a Nabi of Allah was born in it. لا. إنما القدس والأقصى وفلسطين مقدسة يوم الذي خلق الله السماوات والأرض. The day Allah created the skies and the earth. الأقصى بيت المقدس فلسطين أرض الأنبياء الأرض المباركة. These are the various expressions used in the glorious Quran. And because it is sacred and holy, فَأَمَرَ اللَّهُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِالسَّيْرِ إِلَيْهَا. Allah instructed the Anbiya to travel to the sacred land. And so Palestine becomes the muhajir of Walidul Anbiya, the father of the Anbiya, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. هُلِدَ فِيهَا إِسْمَعِيلُ وَإِسْحَاقُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained the birth of Nabi Ismail and Nabi Ishaq in this land that is known as Al-Ard Al-Mubarakah, Al-Ard Al-Muqaddasah. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ibrahim, على لسان خليله, upon the tongue of his beloved and his bosom friend Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, الحمد لله الذي وهب لي على الكبر إسماعيل وإسحاق إن ربي لسميع الدعاء. So it is the birthplace of Nabi Ismail, the birthplace of Nabi Ishaq, the birthplace of so many of the Anbiya, the birthplace of Nabi Isa, Ruhullah. Al-Ardu al-Anbiya, it is the land of the Anbiya, alayhimu salatu wassalam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam described, according to the narrator of the hadith, Sayyidina Umama al-Bahili, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق. Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, there will continue to be from amongst my ummah a group of people, طائفة من أمتي, not all, طائفة, a group from amongst my ummah, ظاهرين على الحق, firm on the truth. لعدوهم قاهرين, they will definitely overpower the enemies. لا يضرهم من خالفهم أو خذلهم. Nobody will harm them who try to oppose them. Hatta ya'tiyahum amrullah, until the final decree of Allah. The companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, sitting in his company, listening to this accurate description, they ask Rasulullah, aynahum ya Rasulullah? Where are these people that you are describing? Qala bi bayt al-maqdis. Bayt al-Maqdis wa aknafi Bayt al-Maqdis, and the surroundings of Bayt al-Maqdis. The problem that we have in the Muslim Ummah is some people want to compare the struggle of the Palestinian people to that of South Africa. There's no comparison between the two, because there may be some similarities, but it can never be equated. Why? Because Palestine is Ardul Anbiya. It is the gateway of the Malaika. It is the gateway of wahi, of divine revelation. It is the masra of Rasulullah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-harami ila al-masjid al-aqsa. It is the only masjid mentioned verbatimly in the Quran after al-masjid al-haram. The divine connection between Makkah al-Mukarramah and Baytul Maqdis al-Masjid al-Aqsa will be a divine connection ila yawm al-Qiyamah, until the day of yawm al-Qiyamah. فَمَاذَا شَأْنُكُمْ أَنْتُمُ الْمُسْلِمُونَ? What is the position if tomorrow Baytullah al-Haram will be desecrated? What is your position if Baytullah al-Haram in Makkah will be invaded? What will be your question and what will be your reaction if Baytullah al-Haram will be occupied by a force as brutal as the Zionists? For the last 47 years, إنما الأقصى تحت الاحتلال, الأقصى remains under occupation. Why is it that Zionist occupation are thriving? The Zionists are, in fact, beginning to dream of the ultimate success story. That is not because the Zionist is powerful. That is because the Ummah is weak. That is because the Ummah is in sleep and slumber. 1967 must be recorded most probably as the brutal blow for the occupied city of Al-Quds. The likes of Murshid Dayan walked to Bawabatul Maghariba, to the Bab, the Moroccan gate, Babul Nabi, Dakal Bab, that gate through which the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Laylat al Isra wal Mi'raj, the night of al Isra wal Mi'raj, Rasulullah entered through that particular gate. Murshid Dayan went and he took the keys of that gate, he locked that gate. Wa min dakal yawm, and from that day, not a single Muslim under the occupation of the Zionists were allowed to enter through that door. The Zionists thrive in the occupation. Today, they make the world understand that the Wailing Wall belongs to the Jewish faith. Again today, I say in this Jumu'ah and the national public platform of ITV, The Wailing Wall ليس حق لليهود. It does not belong to the Yahud. It is حائط البراق, the Burak Wall, جزء لا يتجزأ من المسجد الأقصى. It is an integral part of المسجد الأقصى المبارك. How do we defend? How do we defend that which is integral to our aqidah? We defend what is integral to our deen through the sunnah of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, nothing else. Listen, the night that Rasulullah arrived in Baytul Maqdis, he said, رَبَطُّ الْبُرَاقِ عِنْدَمَا رَبَطَ الْأَنْبِيَاءُ مِنْ قَبْلِي. I tied the buraq where all the anbiya prior to me came and they tied. That is حَائِتُ الْبُرَاقِ. Remember the argument of the Quraysh the next morning when the news was common in Makkah al-Mukarramah that Rasulullah claimed to have been for the night journey from Makkah to Baytul Maqdis and the Mi'raj. Some of the technical questions that the Quraysh asked him. Sif lana Baytul Maqdis. Describe for us Baytul Maqdis. Listen very carefully. You have to listen carefully because the argument against the Zionists is in the hadith of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They ask Rasulullah, the Quraysh ask him, Sif lana Bayt al-Maqdis. They didn't ask him, Sif lana Masjid al-Aqsa. They didn't ask the Prophet, describe for us al-Masjid al-Aqsa. Sif lana Bayt al-Maqdis. Describe for us Bayt al-Maqdis. Because Bayt al-Maqdis akbar من المسجد الأقصى is bigger than المسجد الأقصى. مسجد الأقصى جزء من بيت المقدس. مسجد الأقصى is a portion. It is the compound inside بيت المقدس. You examine all the hadith of the Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام. قلما تجدون كلمة القدس. Very rarely will you find the name القدس. All the time بيت المقدس بيت المقدس. لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق لعدوهم قاهرين لا يضرهم من خالفهم أو خذلهم حتى يأتيهم أمر الله وهم كذلك. قالوا أين هم يا رسول الله؟ قال ببيت المقدس وأكناف بيت المقدس. نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام told سيدنا شداد بن أوس ستفتح الشام وسيفتح بيت المقدس وستكون أنت وَوَلَدُكَ أَئِمَّةٌ بِهَا إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. Why do we share this information? Why do we share the sources? Because the weakness today in the ummah is our children, the elderly, even in the ranks of the ulama, people don't know the history of Baytul Maqdis. It is shockingly, if we examine the gaps in the Muslim ummah, and that is why some individuals can come stars, almost like celebrities in the Palestinian struggle. The Palestinian struggle has got nothing to do with a celebrity. Haqqul Muslimin. It is the haqq of the Muslimin to understand. This is juz'un min aqidatina. It is an integral part of our aqidah. We are at a very decisive moment of the history of al-Masjid al-Aqsa al-Mubarak. Zionism thrives on the ideology such as the state of Israel is incomplete without the capital. The capital must be the city of Al-Quds. And the capital city is incomplete without the temple. And the temple must be Haykal al-Maz'oom. Haykal Sulaymani al-Maz'oom. The temple of Solomon to be built on the ruins of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak. Muchi Katsaf, a former president of the Rogue State of Israel, was the person who spearheaded the division of Masjid Ibrahim in the city of Hebron. For those people who have traveled the occupied territories, many of our Hujjaj, Mu'tamirun, go there on a year-to-year basis. In fact, Hani'an li Muslimi Junub Afriqiyya. We salute the Muslim community of South Africa because the Muslim community of South Africa is the most powerful community that finds themselves almost every month in Baytul Maqdis, alhamdulillah. Because this is the time for us to be in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak. Moshe Katsav, when he succeeded in the division of Masjid Al-Khalil, or Masjid Ibrahimi in Khalil in Hebron, divided the masjid into two. Three quarter was converted to a synagogue, and one quarter to a masjid. The one quarter of that masjid, there are at least two military checkpoints in that section. Brothers, sisters, viewers of ITV, what do we mean if we say Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa is under occupation? Let us interrogate the word occupation. Occupation is a crime against humanity. If a Muslim occupies somebody else, that is a sin. If Muslims are occupiers, we must condemn it. If Muslims are oppressors, we must condemn it. If Muslims are killers and tyrants, we must condemn it. فَمَا بَالُنَا بِاحْتِلَالَ الصَّحْيُونِ. So what is our problem with the Zionist occupation? This occupation extended its force. The grip of Zionist occupation scars the identity of Baytul Maqdis, the city of Baytul Maqdis. You ask the average Haji, when he goes to Baytul Maqdis, whether he saw the entire city of Baytul Maqdis. I challenge anybody to tell me whether he knows what is the geographical size of Baytul Maqdis. Also means a Kennedy. Because we are designed according to the tourism board of the Israelis. They will take you the places that they think that you should see. That is why for a long time, we are agitating that our people must be educated. Because the Zionists increase their space. The Zionists increase their grip on Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa because of the ignorance of the Muslims. Today we talk about East Jerusalem and West Jerusalem. لَيْسَ أُنَاكَ شَرْقِيَّ وَلَا غَرْبِيَّ فِي الْقُدْسِ. For us, there's no East Jerusalem. There is no West Jerusalem. For us, there is Baytul Maqdis. And the space of Baytul Maqdis has been invaded by the Zionists, and the identity has been scarred. What do we mean by Zionist occupation? Do you know that only 48 hours ago, this morning at Fajr time, by the grace of Allah, because of the network that we have in the city of Al-Quds, I am very happy to share the details with you and even show you the photographs. This morning at Fajr time, all our brothers below the age of 40 were banned by the Israeli occupation this morning not to enter Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak. Jama'at al-Muslimin, we are sitting here now in this masjid. You follow the news in the next hour or two. The attempts that the Zionists are making now is more serious than 1967. More serious than Moshe Dayan going and taking the keys of a particular door away. The Zionists for the last 3 weeks have motivated the following. Let us transfer the authority and the waqf of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, the administration of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, they want to transfer it from the Jordanians to the Knesset. Have you seen the changes in the last 2 weeks? All the time extremist Jewish groups have entered the compound. In the last week, they have entered the actual space of the Qibla Masjid, at which we know as Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. They have entered it, desecrated it. The gas canisters that they now release inside Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. If you have followed the news correctly, you will see when the doors are closed and our people are in sujood, they release those gas canisters that numb the muscles of the people. And that is why you see recently, even in Egypt, when those gas canisters are released, unlike our 1976 riot experience in South Africa, when people could catch a gas canister and throw it back at the then apartheid police, Today you can't do that because it numbs your muscles. And then you see the security forces pull our people like bags of potatoes. إنما الأقصى في خطر. Al-Aqsa is in danger. The question is, فَمَاذَا أَنْتُمْ فَاعِلُونَ? What is it that we are going to do? What is it that we are going to do? And by the way, let me place the record straight here today. Many people think that this campaign is got to do with money. إِنَّمَا قَضِيَّةُ الْقُدْسِ هِيَ لَيْسَتْ قَضِيَّةُ التَّبَرُّعَاتِ. The liberation of Al-Quds is not a charitable exercise. In fact, my conviction today is Al-Aqsa is under siege because the Muslims can no more give their hardcore sweat money for that which is the first Qibla. They have to give charities. People have to come to you and say, this is my zakah for Palestine. Why do you want to give your zakah to Palestine? Give your zakah to the poor people here. إِنَّمَا الْأَقْصَى لَا يَحْتَاجُ إِلَى سَكَوَاتِكُمْ. Al-Aqsa doesn't require your zakah. Al-Aqsa requires us all twee rand mark. Een rand moet weggesit word vir Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. لِحِمَايَةِ الْقِبْلَةِ الْأُولَى. Not Al-Quds Foundation. We work through establishments. We work through foundations. Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa is bigger than Al-Quds Foundation. The problem of the Muslim community when they engage the Palestinian issue, they ask you, now what is the difference between Hamas and Fatah? Hamas and Fatah is not the entry into the Palestinian issue. إِنَّمَا الْمَسْجِدُ الْأَقْصَى أَكْبَرْ مِنْ حَمَاسْ وَفَتَحْ. Masjid al-Aqsa is bigger than Fatah, bigger than Hamas. There will be political movements and establishments all the time. And by the way, the liberation of al-Masjid al-Aqsa is not the Palestinian exclusive right. Who tells you that this boy who sits here, what is your name? Uthman, who tell you that this boy, and this boy, what is your name? Atiq, Laiq, who tells you that these young children here cannot be the future Salahuddins? Who told you? We have to teach our children the akhlaq and the caliber of such leadership. At a time that Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa for 85 years بدون أذان ولا إقامة ولا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى. No أذان, no إقامة, no صلاة. And the crusades put the cross on top of المسجد الأقصى. What's the worst condition of المسجد الأقصى? Sometimes we think that we require an army to liberate the cause of the Muslims. The sunnah of Allah is, when we think we need an army, Allah sent one single pious person that can lead us. That was the classical example of Muzaffar Saifuddin Qutus. When the Mughal army massacred the Muslims in Baghdad, the Dujla River, Euphrates River, was turned into blood, into black ink, because of the books that was burned. When the Tatar ruler started dreaming about greater success, he sent his courier to the leader of Egypt, Muzaffar Saifuddin Qutus. Kana rajulan salihan. He was a pious person. When the courier brought the letter to Muzaffar Saifuddin Qutus, the leader of the Tatars said to him, by now you have heard what happened in Baghdad. Muslims were slaughtered. In fact, I don't know whether anything has happened in history recently worse than what happened in the time of the Tatars. But listen to the hikmah of Allah. Listen to the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At a time that the Tatar army was running havoc. In fact, it is described as Al-Jaysh Al-Mutawahish, the beast army. They say that time, if anybody told you, in fact, the mindset of the people was such, they would not even imagine that the Tatar army can be defeated. They say a Tatar soldier could enter any town and instruct 100 men to go into sujood and behead each one of them at his own relaxing time. That is how people feared the Tatar army. But the day Allah gave a righteous leader to the Ummah in the caliber of Muzaffar Saifuddin Qutus. Listen to this, brothers. When he read the letter from the Tatar ruler, he took that letter and he teared that letter up and he threw it in the face of the courier and said, "You go back to the Tatar leader and tell him, 'Nahnu nantadhiruhu inda babi Misra.' We wait for him at the gates of Egypt." That was in 635 after Hijrah. 636 after Hijrah. Miraculously, 2 years after that, the Jaysh al-Mutawahhash, this beast army, was defeated. When the courier left the space where Muzaffar Saifuddin Qutus teared up the letter, he removed his armored cap. Muzaffar Saifuddin Qutus, what he did? Muslims were massacred in Baghdad. The Tatar army is about to invade Egypt. What does Muzaffar Saifuddin Qutus do? He removes his arm cap. And what he does? He throws it in a direction and he cries, "Wa Qudasa! Wa Qudasa! Wa Qudasa!" Crying for Al-Quds. Some of the learned scholars say that the direction in where the armored cap of Muzaffar Saifuddin Qutus went, it went in the direction of the village that Allah decreed the defeat of the Tatar army. That is a small village in Palestine known as Ain Jalut. 2 years after that, the Tatar army was defeated by the army of Muzaffar Saifuddin Qutus. And the ulama, the historians say, قَلَّمَا تَجِدُونَ الْغَالِبِ يَدْخُلْ فِي دِينِ الْمَغْلُوبِ. Very rarely in history will you find that the one who was the oppressor, the tyrant, the victor and victorious yesterday enters the deen of the one that he oppressed. 2 years after that, not one general, not two generals, the entire Tatar nation entered Islam. This is the status of Al-Quds. We are not ready to compromise the position of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak. And finally, if the question is, what are we going to do? Wallahi al-Azim, I now believe more than ever before that if we embark on the correct program and we teach our children, like Salahuddin Ayyubi became the great liberator of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, I believe that Uthman and all these young boys here can be the future Salahuddin Ayyubi, inshallah. Finally, the day when Salahuddin Ayyubi entered Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, he took with him a mimbar, not a mimbar like this. This is the modern version of a mimbar. The old version of the mimbar is where the imam really climbs. That mimbar was built in the city of Aleppo, Halab. It was built during the time of Imaduddin Zinki, transferred to his son Nuruddin al-Shahid Zinki, then given to Salahuddin Ayyubi, who was the student of Nuruddin. This is the positivities that the Ummah must embrace. Nuruddin al-Shahid told Salahuddin, "The day that you liberate Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, I will most probably not be there, but the biggest gift, take the mimbar to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa as a gift." That mimbar was built in the city of Aleppo. 80,000 links assembling the mimbar like a puzzle without a drop of glue and a pin used on it. 1969, on the 21st of August, Michael Rouhan placed the explosives beneath that mimbar. And in the brutal terrorist way, attack the mimbar and the burning of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. From 1969 till now, the Zionists believe that Michael Rouhan gave them the momentum If in 1969 they succeeded in blowing up the minbar, who tells me and you that in 2014 they cannot blow up Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak? If you say out of anger they cannot do it, the only way they cannot do it is if we have a vigilant ummah. Allah bring the liberation of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa in our lifetime. Make niyyah to go to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Make niyyah to make salah in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. If ever Allah give you the honor to be there, if your late father, if your late mother, if your grandfather, if any of your family members have never been there, sallu raka'atayn niyabatan annu maytu raka'at salah, so that on the day of qiyamah, your father will stand up as a maqdisiyun, as somebody that made salah in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Rasulullah said, la yushaddu rihal illa ila thalathati masajidin. Our mobile journey is Masjid Al-Haram, Masjid Al-Nabawi, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. This is a ummah that is kept in mobilization all the time. We must move. Save your money. Make niyyah to travel. Make niyyah to perform umrah. Make niyyah to perform hajj. Make niyyah to go to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Shukran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
تبسم تبسم وخل الهموم وخل الغموم وخل الضجر.